Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Looking back at some events this past week in history, we've got some underground songs, some international songs, songs about cans, matches, and even a song or two for Halloween. This past week, October 23rd, marked the birth in 1750 of Nicolas Appert in Chalon-sur-Marne, France. He was destined to become a great chef and confectioner, as well as chemist and inventor. In 1795, the French government offered a prize of 12,000 francs for a method of preserving food for use by the army and navy. Appert, already an experienced chef, got to work at his shop near Paris and developed his method, which involved cooking foods in corked jars. In 1810, he was awarded the prize and bestowed with the title of Benefactor of Humanity. With his prize money, he opened the world's first commercial cannery. And in his spare time, Appert invented the bouillon cube. It's people like that who make you realize how little you've accomplished. Anyway, here to commemorate Nicolas Appert are some songs about cans, starting off with the Harlem Hamfats.
Knock, knock!
Who's there?
They got cans. This is the garbage man.
Can you take it?
Yeah, man! Yeah, man!
Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Ain't nobody stick it out like you can. Thank you.
Julia Garrity and her Playboys and Sitting on a Rubbish Can. There's some interesting lyrics in there. I could even love a moron. And we started off with the Harlem Hamfats and Stick Out Your Can. The Harlem Hamfats were a studio band formed in 1936 by black talent scout Mayo Ink Williams. The band's main function was to back jazz and blues singers such as Johnny Temple, Rosetta Howard, and Frankie Halfpint Jackson for Decca Records. Despite the name, the members of the band were not from Harlem and were not hamfats, which is a disparaging term for an indifferent musician. The band was comprised of leader Herb Morand on trumpet and vocal, brothers Joe and Charlie McCoy both on guitar, Odell Rand on clarinet, John Lindsay on bass, Horace Malcolm on piano, and drummers Perlis Williams and Freddie Flynn. I can play a couple more can songs, and I will. Here's Fats Waller.
Woman, explain yourself.
What more can I ask than your arms around me? What more do I need? Since your lips have found me, even though may realize we're living in a fool's paradise. What's sweeter to hear than love's old sweet story? What matter, my dear, if you're not sincere. But while the moon's above, I'll whisper words of love. This must be heaven. What more can I ask?
Boley crooning What More Can I Ask? And How Can I? Fats Waller in his rhythm, recorded in New York on October 7th, 1937. And you're hearing it on Rapidly Rotating Records. We're going to take a quick trip around the world when we return right after this. Last week on October 24th in 1945, the United Nations Charter took effect. At the San Francisco Conference, 51 countries came together determined to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, to reaffirm faith in human rights, to promote social progress and better standards of life, to practice tolerance and live together in peace and unite their strength to maintain international peace and security. I'll leave it to you to decide if they've made any progress. Anyway, there are 185 member countries in the United Nations, led by a Secretary General, controlled by the General Assembly and the Security Council. The Security Council has five permanent members, the U.S., Great Britain, France, China, and the Russian Federation, and 10 temporary members, serving two-year terms and representing five regions of the world. 54 members sit on the Economic and Security Council for three-year terms. There's also a trusteeship council and an international court of justice. At least 15 agencies also exist under the auspices of the United Nations, such as the International Atomic Energy Agency and the World Health Organization. So here to commemorate United Nations Day are some international songs, starting off with one which is very high on my list of favorites. Here's Ben Burney and his orchestra. Thank you.
town, there's a wild ant called a Borneo. Way down on Borneo Bay, boo, 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 boo. Even though you've got a corneo, you'll dance till the break of dawnio. Ride down on Borneo Way. La la da da, wild man stand with his clothes all corneo, doo 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 on his bamboo horneo, and the bamboo babies start to sway. When you see them do that Borneo, you'll just put your jewels in corneo, way down on Borneo Bay.
From a Brunswick 78 recorded July 19, 1929, Henry Lang and his Baker Hotel Orchestra and China Boy. Pianist, composer, and bandleader Henry Lang led several excellent hotel bands in the Midwest beginning in 1923, first with Marion McKay at the Castle Farms and later at the Baker Hotel in Chicago. And we started off with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, toot toot tooting their bamboo horneos and Borneo. Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot performing the vocal on that one from March 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL 88.7 FM, Avalon. Your feedback and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. We have a couple more songs to finish off our international set. Here's Harry Bidgood and his Serenaders.
Thank you.
Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra, and Panama, recorded in New York, July 19, 1934. Unlike most bands, the Casaloma Orchestra achieved great financial success and stability as a result of professional discipline. The band was incorporated in New York in 1931 with the original 10 members, its stockholders, and board. New musicians were hired on the basis of not only musical, but congenial competence. There were self-regulated fines for breaking dress codes, being late, missing rehearsals, and for any alcoholic indiscretion. Anyone wishing to leave the band had to give 6 weeks' notice and offer back his share of the band at an actuarially established price. And before the Casaloma Orchestra, we heard from Harry Bidgood and his broadcasters and Russian Lullaby with that very proper vocal by concert baritone Arthur Vivian, whose real name was John Thorne. Harry Bidgood was the son of Thomas Bidgood, composer of the march Sons of the Brave. Harry Bidgood was later known as Primo Scala, famous for his accordion band. We're going to go underground when we return right after this. This past week, on October 27th in 1904, the first subway cars were placed in operation, forming the New York City subway system. The cars operated between the Brooklyn Bridge and Broadway from City Hall to West 145th Street. This was the first underwater underground rail system in the world, so here to commemorate the New York subway system are some songs about being under some other things, starting off with George Olson and his music.
Thank you. as many stars I kissed you. We were happy sitting there, tender fragrance everywhere, listening to love's sweet melody. Underneath the Spanish stars I held you, whispering tender words of love so true. As I worshipped at your feet, romance seemed to be complete. Underneath the Spanish stars with you.
Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Dance Orchestra with Al Boley from December 31st, 1930, and Underneath the Spanish Stars. That was composed by Jack Payne. And before that, George Olsen and his music from 1933 and Under the Arches. It's Rapidly Rotating Records, Sundays at 6 on KISL 88.7 FM, Avalon. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. Here's Smith Ballou. Thank you.
squirrel watched a happy couple spooning in the tree. They heard him say, be my honey and I'll be your bumblebee. He whispered, listen to me, dearie, I always want you to be near me. Don't ever, ever stay away when you hear me call you. When you hear you, you know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do under the moon. The skies are starry and bright. The birds are sleeping at night. And there is no one in sight under the moon. Close to my heart, I feel your tender embrace. Never too far, like birds in June, I'm calling you. You know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do under the moon. When you hear you, you know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do under the moon. The skies are starry and bright, the birds are sleeping at night, and there is no one in sight under the moon. Close to my heart, I feel your tender embrace. You're the only one never too far, like birds in June. I'm calling you,
can't you hear me calling you?
You know I'm waiting for you. We got some loving to do under the moon.
Tom Macy and Ed Small, better known as the Radio Imps, were Under the Moon in 1927. And Burt Lown and his Biltmore Hotel Orchestra were Under a Texas Moon on January 8, 1930. Smith Ballou performed vocally on that one. Well, the Metropolitan Transit Authority and L.A. County can go on strike, so we're going to strike when we return right after this. Did you know that about a half trillion matches get struck every year? This past week, on October 24th in 1936, Alonzo D. Phillips of Springfield, Massachusetts, received a patent for the phosphorus friction match. Alonzo didn't invent matches by any means. That had been done back as far as 1680. But here to commemorate Mr. Phillips' improvement to the match are a couple of striking examples of fine musicianship, starting off with Arden and Omen.
Strike me blue if I don't think it's you.
drums roll out. Let the trumpets call while the people shout. Strike up the band and hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all to the martial swing. Strike up the band, for there is work to be done, and the war to be won, come you son of a gun, take your stand, fall in line, yea, bow, come along, let's go, hey, leader, strike up the band.
I certainly hope that Red Nichols and his five pennies closed the cover before striking up the band. And before Red, we had Victor Arden and Phil Oman, or Phil Oman and Victor Arden, the team often interchanged their billing, and their orchestra, and Strike Me Pink. Around 1921, Arden and Oman were both working for the QRS Piano Roll Company, and they quickly became both friends and a working team. They did quite a bit of recording, including work for such labels as Brunswick, Victor, Columbia, Gramophone, and also some smaller labels. In addition, they led pit orchestras for such Gershwin musical shows as Lady Be Good, Tiptoes, OK, and Funny Face. The team also did some vaudeville touring. The Arden and Oman team also had a film career, albeit rather limited, appearing in some Vitaphone short subjects such as The Piano Duelists in 1927. But it was their radio performances that made them well known to the more general public. Among their featured shows were American Album of Familiar Music, The Buick Program, and The Bayer Music Review. The day after tomorrow is Halloween, so we're going to wrap up this evening's show with a couple of hauntingly beautiful tunes, starting off with Snooks Friedman. Thank you.
darkness has fallen. All I've got my feet. Swamp Ghost is calling. I can see him free. Oh, Lord, take me far away. Take me where I'll find a newborn day. Save my soul. Oh, Lord, please save my soul.
A melody that's made an awful hit with me. Da 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 da. I don't know where I heard it, but I liked it from the start. It seems that I preferred it, 'cause it got right to my heart. It lingers in my brain. I've nearly gone insane. Oh, how I love that strain of melody. Da 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 da. Where have I heard that melody? It seems so familiar to me. It goes ya 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 ya. It's floating in the air. It's everywhere. I hear it here. I hear it there. Ya da 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 da. I love it so. It follows wherever I go. Where is it from? I cannot help but hum. Yada, 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 yada. I'm nearly wild about. Can't do without that haunting melody.
We started off that pair of songs for Halloween with Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers and Swamp Ghosts from June 10th, 1931. Earlier in the show, we heard from Julia Garrity and her Playboys. Julia Garrity was also a vocalist in Snooks' band, although obviously not in that particular recording. And then from December 22nd, 1911, you may have recognized the voice of Al Jolson and That Haunting Melody. That Haunting Melody is from the show Vera Violetta, with music by Louis Hirsch. Hirsch wanted to become a concert pianist, but in 1906 started working in the publishing houses of Gus Edwards and Shapiro Bernstein, where he began writing some of his own music. Vera Violetta was his first major success, and Jolson became a star in the elaborate production. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. We're heard each Sunday at 6 here on KISL, 88.7 FM in Avalon. Your feedback and requests are always welcome and appreciated, and you can convey them by sending email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, by sending cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or by calling area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. I hope you'll be sure to tune in next Sunday because we'll have some surprises. I'm not quite sure what yet, so tune in to find out. In the meantime, I hope you have a safe and pleasant Halloween, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.